Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. On today's episode, Joshua explains the whole system of physical reality. It explains the illusion and the truth and how you're perceiving it compared to how it really is, how you're perceiving yourself, all the people in your life, your conditions, all that stuff, and how to see the truth of all of that. And of course, this journey, which is called the Inspired Path to your self-discovery or to your awakening. So I think you'll find this really interesting. We have a new course. It is called the 7-Day Course. It's how to process your limiting beliefs in 7 days. It has meditations and daily spiritual practice and reading material. And it has the limiting belief form with all the instructions on how to fill it out, plus a video tutorial. So it's all 7-day courses, like a beginner's course for processing limiting beliefs is the first place to start. And it's just $29 for a limited time. As soon as 100 people take it, then the price will go up. So I think that now is a great time to do it. So if you can push past your fear, do that. You'll find it on the homepage. It says 7-day course up at the top, which is theteachingsofjoshua.com. And there's a link to it in the description below. Also, please remember to like and subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you share it with your friends, share it on Facebook, leave a review, leave a comment, all that good stuff. And we really appreciate everything you do for us. So get ready. And here we go. We are thrilled to be here.
Hi, Joshua. Hi, Joshua.
So we see you moving along your life and you are manifesting so many things that you really love and really appreciate and are really happy about. And then you're manifesting a lot of manifestation events and you're not getting the outcomes you think you need. You're not really making a lot of progress in certain areas of your life. You're getting stuck in some areas. And we would like to explain how this whole system of physical reality works so that you can easily navigate your reality in order to abide by the system of physical reality instead of confronting it and conflicting it and offering behaviors and moods and intentions that are really separating you from the life that you intended to live. Now, that life you intended to live is the life you are living now. However, there is a way to live this life that is more in harmony and more in joy. You see, this is an expansive experience. So no matter what happens in this life, you will gain by this expansive experience. Yet there is a way to more effectively navigate your journey in physical reality. Primarily, what you are here to do is to discover who you truly are. So that begs the fact that you're living under the illusion. You are not living the truth of who you are yet. At some point, you will make your way to the truth, and then it'll be revealed to you, and then you'll say, oh, that makes a lot of sense now. Why didn't I see this before? In fact, when you return to the non-physical, that's exactly what you'll say. It was so obvious. It was right there in front of me. I was so close to it, but I did not get it in this lifetime. Maybe I'll get it in the next lifetime. So we want to make it a little easier for you to navigate this journey. Now, what is happening on your journey is that you have a basic misconception about what reality is. You have a basic misunderstanding about who you are. You have a flawed premise in so many areas. And the basic misconception is that you perceive yourself to be an individual, isolated human living in a malevolent universe, needing to get what you lack and protect yourself from harm. And that harm is what we will say is negative emotion. So you're living a small life. You're abiding by your ego consciousness or your small self, trying to protect yourself from harm. And what's really happening here is that you're the creator of this whole reality. You're the creator of the relationships you have, the body that you have, the house that you live in, the community you live in, that you live in, the country you live in, the planet you live on, and the universe. You created it all. All of its source is sourced from you. And then that reality is created and you interact with that reality. You interpret it. You have your perception of it, you choose perspectives, and you navigate this reality with this flawed premise that you are not the creator of the reality, that you're in fact the victim to this reality. So in that scenario, you are going about saying, well, if I get this, then I will feel happy. If I get people to love me, then I will feel secure. If I get enough money in the bank, then I will feel abundant. It's a transactional approach to life based on this flawed premise. And because it is an absolute opposition to how this universe works in the first place, you'll never get what you want out of in this approach to life. This is the old approach to life of the victim. We ask you to see yourself as the creator of this, your reality, as the creator. as the one that's worthy of it because you created it, as the one who is living it in joy because you created it, as the one who is free and worthy and able to perceive anything from the higher perspective of the creator. And if you could change your approach to life from the individual needing things that it thinks it lacks to the creator needing nothing, only expressing love into this reality, then your entire reality will change. You see, from this limited perspective, looking up at this reality that you think had existed before you were born and that you think has nothing really to do with you, well, you're just having to pay attention to what other people are doing, having to listen to everyone else, having to figure out a way to move through this reality so that you do not encounter harm. And that is a highly limited way to approach physical reality, way to approach your life. The limitless way to approach your life is to see yourself as the creator of it, even if you don't believe it yet. See yourself as the creator. Well, what is it that I want? What is it that I need? Am I getting what I want? Am I getting what I need? Well, as the creator, you need nothing because you're creating it all the time, everything you do need. And when we say you're creating it, the reality that you're experiences is the reality that you've created and that you are creating and you will always create. That reality that is there existing in your face right now is the reality that you created by you and for you so you could have this experience. Now, this is the perfect reality for you. You wouldn't want any other one's reality. You want this reality. You want to lean into the reality that you're experiencing. You want to see it as magnificent, as completely beneficial to you. Now, it's beneficial to you not in making you feel secure, making you feel worthy, making you feel all these things, because the conditions that you create cannot make you feel that which you already are. You'll have to look at that reality from this higher perspective and realize, oh, this came along because I needed it at this time. This is a good thing because I see it as good and it matches perfectly my empowering beliefs. I'm judging that as a bad thing because I cannot see it or I choose not to see how it could be good. And we will tell you that everything that comes to you is for your benefit. It's all good. It's all right. It's all perfect. And it all comes at the divine time. The timing of all this is perfect. And so when you encounter a manifestation event and you say it's wrong or you say the people involved are wrong, you are resisting your creation because that event came to you at the perfect time to illuminate a limiting belief that is preventing you from taking action when you're inspired to act. It's preventing you from even receiving the inspiration because with the limiting belief in the way, it's blocking the inspiration or it's at least blocking the action. And for you to become a match to everything you truly want, which has nothing to do with what you think you want, well, you'll have to process and overcome that limiting belief. And if you're not paying attention to your resistant thoughts, if you're waiting for things to change before you change, before you do the work to change, well, you're still going to have to encounter these limiting beliefs and these manifestation events so that you can get over that, change that. Because once you change a limiting belief into an empowering belief, your vibration changes. And that vibration is what's creating your reality. Now, the vibration that you're emitting right now is perfect in every way. And it's creating the perfect reality, moment by moment by moment by moment. It's reflecting back exactly what you are believing and feeling and thinking and wishing for and desiring and all these things that are going on within you. This reality is the perfect reflection of that. You can't change those conditions. So, because no matter how much effort and struggle you move through to change something, to create something you desire, if you don't foundationally alter the vibration, which is based on your belief system, then everything that changes in your conditions through effort and struggle and hard work and suffering and discontentment and wishing things were different will never make you feel any differently about yourself. It is only the inner change that causes the outer reality to change for you. You must make that inner change. You must do that work. You must think in terms of, I am the creator. This manifestation event has come to me. It's highlighting a belief that I didn't even realize I had. Well, let's take a look at this belief. Is this belief true? If it's a limiting belief, it's never true. It's always false. And you can find stacks of evidence in your own life and in the lives of others to prove that that limiting belief is false. Now, why do you have that limiting belief in the first place? Well, you adopted it along the way, or you brought it in with you from some other lifetime. And that this lifetime is the time to process those limiting beliefs. So if you have been thinking of yourself as a victim, that's based upon a whole pile of limiting beliefs that are not true. But you think it's true. You think it's so true that you don't even think it's a belief. You think, you know, that I'm not worthy of this or capable of this or good enough for this, or I'm not receiving that because of this, this, and the other thing, or there's not enough money to go around, or there's conflict going on everywhere around me, or I don't deserve to be loved like I want to be loved. Whatever it is, it's stemming from these limiting beliefs that are not true. Now, if you perceive yourself as a victim, there's really nothing you can do about the limiting beliefs because they will seem true to you and you will just accept that they are your truth. This is just the way it is. This is just how I am. But we want to prove to you in such a strong way that none of these limiting beliefs are true. They're all simply missing information. And if any limiting belief had the information, it would never be a limiting belief. The limiting belief just lacks information. How do you get the information? You get the information through action. When you're inspired, you'll receive a thought. It'll seem interesting to you, and fear will pop up, and you will be at a crossroads there. Well, this inspired idea sounds fun, sounds interesting, sounds like something I could do, yet fear pops up because that fear is based on that limiting belief. Well, what's going to happen if you don't take the action? The limiting belief remains as it is, and limiting beliefs grow stronger and stronger over time. So without taking the action, you can't have the information that will prove that limiting belief is false. So the action is required. Now, we're not saying that you are here to do anything. We're not saying that you have to effort and struggle. We're saying that when you receive inspiration from your inner self, that inspiration will lead you on a course to gather more information. Once the information is gathered, the limiting belief is no longer limiting because it has the missing information. Now, you could certainly do this without taking any action, but will you do it? And in the vast majority of cases, this does not happen. This is why action is so important in this physical reality. And when you start to take action, you'll gain confidence and clarity and information, and you'll gain faith in the system. But you first must see yourself as the creator of this entire reality. That's the position to take. You need nothing other than what comes to you. What comes to you is for you, always, every time, without exception. That's how the system of physical reality works. So if you took that perception or that perspective that you were the creator of this rather than the victim, you would have so much more of an empowering approach to life than the approach that you are offering now. And so when you think of all things, anything that's happening in your total reality, your present reality, or in the future, in the past, or in someone else's reality, in some other country, in some other side of the world, remember, you're the creator of this reality. Your reality and everything that's coming into you is for you. You can turn your attention from this perception of yourself as the victim in need of protection from outside forces, needing to change your current conditions, to the perception of the creator that creates without any effort whatsoever. But the creator must accept the conditions that exist now and push past fear when inspired to do whatever you're inspired to do. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who'd like to start?
So Joshua, I had a question. Jerry. I was doing my morning meditation and trying to really sort of just think and feel within. And I couldn't tell if it was an inspiration or an urge to get up and just start doing some writing where I just sat down. I just started to relax.
Let's stop you right there and say, okay, if you're in meditation, are you generally in meditation at a higher vibrational state of love and acceptance or at a lower vibrational state of fear and control?
Right, hopefully.
And in that state, when you receive an idea to write, Would this be an inspiration that will move you forward on your journey of self-discovery to discover more about yourself, or is it an urge to change some condition that you don't like? We would say it's absolutely inspiration.
Thank you.
So keep going. What and were you inspired to write?
So my actually daughter had asked me to put something together for her college, because I send her the Joshua teachings, the podcast and all that. And she loves it. And she's got a few friends that are actually into it. So she had said, hey, to me, Dad, would you be willing to talk to my sorority? It's like 350 kids about, you know, some of Joshua's teachings. And I said, yeah, it sounds great. You know, it's really how to be a deliberate creator. And I thought about it yesterday and I was excited to make a little note. But this morning when I started meditating, I got up and said, okay, you need to write this down, write down an agenda and outline and send it to her and say, hey, this is what I want to talk about. Is this what people are excited to? And I ended up writing 5 or 6 pages that I was actually going to send to Gary and Tracy and say, hey, this is what I want to do. What do you guys think? So that was what I was inspired to do.
Excellent. What was the thing that you were inspired to share?
How to be a deliberate creator.
How do you become a deliberate creator?
First and foremost, to understand that you are source, you are the creator of your life, that your energy and your thoughts and your feelings, your vibrational level is what you are actually bringing more towards you. So if you are focused on all the bad things and sort of all the bad things, it's kind of like with kids, you can go, hey, have you ever felt that? Oh my God, I can't believe this continues to happen to me. How does this always happen to me every single time? And there's a lot of great analogies, I think, for young people to understand that they actually have the power. And if you look at even today's, in one of Joshua's teachings today, is that if you look at words, thoughts, energies, and feelings as energy, and if you put those words, thoughts, and feelings towards what you want in this world, towards love, towards
it's creation, the energy service, of love.
Right.
Yes. And how does one access the energy of love?
Vibrational energy, feeling love, thinking of being in service.
Or perceiving yourself as the creator of your reality and then accepting your creation unconditionally in love. So you do two things. You choose your perception of reality. Your choice is, I am a victim or I am the creator. That's your choice. As the victim, you have no responsibility. There's nothing much you can do. You are subject to fate. Bad things can happen. That's just the luck of the cards. As the creator of your reality, you must understand that you've set it up, you've designed it, you've chosen your body, where you were born, the time and place of your birth, your parents, your family, all that. You've set in motion a trajectory. That trajectory is to discover who you truly are at some point. And then part of that trajectory is knowing that everything that you need on that journey of self-discovery will come to you when you need it. So there's a difference between what you think you want based in lack and what you truly want is this journey of self-discovery. So to effectively navigate that journey of self-discovery, you accept everything that's coming to you as part of that journey. And you would never want to change that journey because you understand that that journey is perfect in every way. So if you meet someone, fall in love, spend some time together, and then that person moves on, well, you could see yourself as a victim. I would have been happier if that person stayed in my life. Therefore, the person leaving my life indicates to me that I'm not in control of anything. This would be the perspective of the victim. The perspective of the creator is this experience, this relationship was the perfect thing that I needed right now so that I could move to another stage in my journey. Had that person stayed longer, it would have distracted me from my journey. The timing of that relationship and the duration of the relationship was perfect in every way. Now imagine knowing that going into a relationship, having that relationship, and then knowing that as the relationship ends. You would have joy and love and acceptance all the way through, knowing that, oh, the relationship's here today, we'll enjoy today, we'll see what happens tomorrow. And then when one day the relationship ends, you'll say, oh, that was the timing of the end of it. Of course, I feel a little sad, I will miss this person, but I'm eager to see what's next. That's how the creator navigates their created reality. So the creator understands that everything that happens in that reality is happening perfectly for this journey of self-discovery. This is the only thing that matters. How you feel on that journey is your creation. So your perception of the journey and your perspective in every moment of that journey is your creation. So the reality is created from the non-physical. It's overseen by the inner self. You're guided through your emotions. Am I feeling good? It means I'm accepting the reality. Am I feeling bad? It means I'm resisting the reality. Why would I resist the reality? Well, there's a limiting belief there. The limiting belief says that things are not working out as they should. This is not true because the reality is perfect. How can you move from this limiting belief that things are not working out perfectly to the empowering belief that things are always working out perfectly? That's the journey. So if you start out life perceiving yourself as a victim, having all these limiting beliefs, and then behaving in a way that's motivated by the urges that come up when you're out of alignment, you're going to ineffectively navigate your journey of self-discovery. And so this lifetime, while it's expansive, does not bring you any closer to discovering who you truly are, because it's a life of resistance, perceiving yourself incorrectly as the victim to circumstances rather than the creator of it all. Now, you all have come here to this awakening that there is another way to approach life, and that there is another way to deal with physical reality that is in perfect alignment with who you truly are and how the system works, how it was designed. So imagine, though, that people have been living centuries in the old approach to life, centuries. I'm a farmer. I have to labor in the field all day long just to get enough food to eat and feed my family. And this is my life from the day I'm born till the day I die. Suddenly, you get into a reality that's the fruition of all your desires and dreams, where you have enough money, enough food, enough time to think a little bit differently, you see. Now, there were those in past times that did have enough time to think and that would use their mind to think in new ways. But now the great majority of people living in Western societies have this time. And so those of you who are interested in these teachings now are those who have had enough previous experiences living as a victim, realizing that doesn't work, to come to a new conclusion. And this new conclusion is, hold on, everything's radically different than we once thought. Yet you are still just at the beginning of this and still the leading edge on the leading edge of the leading edge of the leading edge of thought. So you've come to this way of thinking about yourself, and now you're inspired to share it with others. There are those that will be in your life that will reflect back your limiting beliefs to yourself, and there are those in your life who are ready, willing, and eager for this information. It doesn't matter who it is. You stand firm in your new understanding of physical reality and who you truly are. Every single person that you light up with this information is not only benefited by your presence, but you're benefited by their enlightenment, you see, because they are you. And essentially, what will happen is that you'll light up a few people, they'll light up a few people, they'll light up a few people, they'll light up a few people. And over time, every human on earth will be enlightened, will be understood. And when that happens, you will then come together as one society with one purpose. And that purpose is love. When that happens, everything else changes. And it's all changing along the way as well. Now, how do you package this information in a format that is palpable to people who believe they're victims? Well, you give examples and you tell stories and you lead them with a trail of breadcrumbs through the forest to the edge of the forest. And they'll then have a belief system that has been altered enough so that their inner self can then send them inspiration for them to go on their journey of discovery. Well, they'll find other teachers and other friends and other people and other modalities and things of interest that will allow them to come through. So the overall general statement is that you have absolute freedom to think any thought you want. You can choose in any situation to see yourself as a victim and wish for things to be different, which is disempowering and limited and will get you nowhere. Or you can choose to see yourself as the person in charge of your life, the creator of your reality, the person in charge, in full responsibility for how you perceive your reality. And if you choose to see that everything is working out for you, if you take that approach to life, that primary empowering belief, you will be led to everything you want in this life. If you choose to see yourself as a victim, you will be always receiving urges based in fear to try and fix problems that actually do not exist. We can't wait to read what you've written, because anytime that you're inspired to do something that might be a little bit out of your comfort zone, to share information with those who are close enough to be within earshot of these teachings and other teachings, we think this is spectacular. And this is what everything is leading up to. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua. I'll go.
Patrick.
It's Patrick. Yeah, I have something about relieving negative manifestation events. So whenever I relieve it, right, for some of our workshops here, I generate negative emotions. Can you talk about that and a way to soothe it? And is it necessary to do that to relieve negative manifestation events?
A manifestation event comes along at the perfect timing to illuminate a limiting belief. The process is discovering the limiting belief and then proving to yourself that it's false, finding evidence that proves it's false, using the manifestation event form, going through that and proving it's false. Once you've actually done that, once you've proved it false, when you relive it, you will see it as a gift. I'm so happy this came. It was never a bad thing. It highlighted this limiting belief that's preventing me from moving to the next stage of my discovery. If you look back at a manifestation event and you still feel negative emotion, it's because the limiting belief is being triggered again. The same limiting belief has been triggered. And so what that means is that you haven't processed that limiting belief to enough of a detail that has neutralized the limiting belief. It's still active in your vibration. Now that's good, because you can be aware that there's still work to be done. So a new manifestation event does not have to happen. A person who isn't aware of their limiting beliefs and is always in regret or resentment of past events, manifestation events, will have to have new manifestation events come up, because that they're not getting the information from that past event. So a new one has to come up, because you cannot move to the next stage of your discovery until you've processed that limiting belief. If you're looking back and still seeing it and you're reliving it as if it was a bad thing, wishing it never happened, then you haven't identified the limiting belief that was at the core of it, and you haven't processed it enough. When you relive a past manifestation event, is the intensity of that emotion greater than, equal to, or lesser than the time it actually happened?
Sometimes it's equal to, but normally it's a little bit lesser than, because that's happened.
This indicates that you have done some work, and generally after a bit of time, all manifestation events soften over time. But if it's still as intense, well, then that limiting belief is still active in your vibration. Now, here's the important part of that. You're on this journey of self-discovery. That limiting belief is like a roadblock. It's like a stop sign on your journey. And you do not want to pass that stop sign until you've processed that limiting belief. So that's how the system of physical reality works. So either you can go back and look at that event and discover the limiting belief and process it and find evidence to prove it's false, and then you'll receive inspiration. Now, that limiting belief will trigger fear upon the contemplation of that inspiration. And you'll say, no, I can't do this thing I'm inspired to do because of that limiting belief. And so you can't move past that stop sign. you still have a limiting belief. It's limiting you from taking the next phase on your journey. It doesn't matter what it was or what the event was or even what the limiting belief was. If you can act when inspired to act, if you can push past that fear, then the limiting belief is no longer limiting because you're pushing past the fear, you see, and the universe will see that. But if you're not, if you're receiving inspiration and not pushing past the fear, you're not doing the things you're inspired to do because of this, that, or the other thing, well, there's still that wobble in your vibration that holds you at this certain place, even though you're yearning to go further ahead. This builds inner conflict and stress on the body. And most people are not willing to look at their limiting beliefs. They're blaming the outside conditions for any manifestation events that occur. And they are just forging ahead with this sledgehammer kind of approach, just doing the same thing over and over and over again and not getting anywhere because they still have these limiting beliefs about themselves. So you very much want to understand that all the manifestation events are good. They all highlight limiting beliefs. And the ones that are happening right now today are the ones that are of priority today. So we say, if a past event still gives you anxiety or stress or worry, it's worth taking out a manifestation event form and going over it and going deeply into it and discovering what that limiting belief is and seeing if that belief is still active in your vibration. If you are in joy and love and everything's working in your life, then it's probably not a big deal. It's probably okay. You've probably done enough work on that, but you will know by the inspiration that's coming to you and if you're able to push past it. This is the key to all of this. This is the only thing that matters. The only reason to process any limiting belief is because when you're inspired to do something that'll move you to the next level, you'll feel too much fear if that limiting belief is strong. If the limiting belief has been processed, the fear that's associated with it will be mild and it'll be easier to push past. So we want you to think about anything you're inspired to do. Is there anything you're inspired to do recently that you haven't done? Can you think of anything?
Yes, sir. Just to pick up, I'm writing my book, right? I've been writing a book called Create Your Own Reality. And I've just been putting it off and not. I've scheduled my calendar, but I've not taken as much action as I would like. And one of the limiting beliefs is, and you can talk about that, is the fear of being burnt out.
The like fear of being what?
21, burnt out.
Burnt out. Work. What was the manifestation event that you look back on and relive? What was that one about?
Yeah, so when I was 21, I was working several jobs, fixing computers, teaching, taking care of my family, extended family. And I literally had no time for myself. I was just working all the time and I experienced burnout at 21.
Excellent. So you can see that limiting belief of the possibility to be burnt out is still active in your vibration. Now, is this belief true? Can you actually get burnt out?
When I experienced it, I don't know. I guess the right answer is no. However, it's kind of tricky for me to process it because in my head, I've experienced it.
Now, when you were at 21 and working all those hours, was everything that you were doing inspired or was it a lot of effort and struggle trying to make things happen?
Well, half and half. I did enjoy what I was doing, right? So it wasn't necessarily effort. I was just thinking, again, a lot of the inspired action because I wasn't forcing an agenda. I just felt I had to do some of those things as well. So I got more of it, more opportunities. Like everything I was doing from as far as success goes in this realm, it was successful. So I was having success. I just find that the more I did, the more I had to do.
Yes. So in that description, you had some action that was inspired and it was blissful and easy and you enjoyed it. And some action you thought, well, I have to do this part. This is not really what I want to do. I have to do it. If I'm doing all this stuff, there's parts of it that I have to do. So you had a mix there. And because you have a belief system about how much work you should do and how much other things you should be doing and the time, the age, well, now you're a different age. Now you have your own family and you have your own business and your own career and these sort of things. Now, in your career now, it's still the same way. You have a mix of stuff that you love to do and that you could do all day long and would be wonderful. Then you have things that you think you have to do. Now, this is true of anyone in their careers and their businesses. They are mostly enjoying what they do, but they have all the stuff that they don't want to do. Why do I have to do all this stuff? And they feel powerless in that. If I could just get rid of this part or just relax more or do all these other things, it would work out better. And what we want you to get to is the realization that you can do only that which you're inspired to do. And let the universe come together to do everything else that you don't want to do. The limiting belief is that you have to do things you don't want to do. You have to do things to organize or to take care of paperwork or files or all these things that you feel are not up to you. Yet you're not allowing the universe or other people to come in and assist you. You're not delegating because you have a belief system that things have to be done right. You have this, and everyone does this, idea of this perfection, because you imbue your persona, your personality in the work that you do. You don't separate the two. You say, I do this work and I am Patrick. And so this work reflects on Patrick. So it has to be like this. And I don't trust other people to do this part of it because what if there's a mistake? All this other stuff that goes into it. But finally, it'll come down to the point where if there's a mistake, then they will not see me as capable of this business. They will not trust me. They will not believe in me. They will not hold me in high regard. They will not respect me. You are associating this persona of Patrick and you're tying it into your work and other parts of your life as well, your family and how society perceives you and all these things. We would like you to disassociate Patrick from anything you do because it's not Patrick doing anything. It's a combination in those times where you're inspired and those times that you're doing really what you want to do. It's a combination of you and your inner self working together as a blended being in perfection. However, how anyone else sees you is up to them. They do not need to see you as good or bad. It will not make a difference. You see, this is your journey of exploration. You're exploring this version of Patrick that is good at this and good at that, and people like him and people respect him and people send him business and all these things. You want people to say, wow, Patrick is amazing at this business, because that will make you feel worthy. And whenever you tie worthiness to your profession, well, you're going to be stuck doing a lot of things you don't want to do because you're going to want to make sure that everything's perfect so they can only say, wow, Patrick's amazing. What you want to do is say, Patrick is just Patrick. Patrick likes doing these things. This is interesting and fun. Patrick can write a book. Patrick can do the business. Patrick can play with the kids. Patrick can do all these things that Patrick wants to do. And it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. This sounds counterintuitive, but when you start doing that, you'll become highly effective in everything you do. The book will get written. The work will get done. It doesn't matter what people think. The money will flow in and you'll attract clients who resonate with the authentic version of Patrick rather than the false version that says, Patrick's really good at this business. Patrick really takes care of things. You see, you might say, no, I won't get any clients if they can't see that Patrick is perfect in everything he does. Patrick has to be the best of the best in order for these people to trust him with whatever their business is. That's the old approach to life. That's the approach of the victim. That's perceiving that you have to effort and struggle all the way through your life to get a modicum of income and to get a modicum of respect. This is not true. When you become absolutely authentic and say, I don't like doing that part of the work. Let's find someone else to do it. Let's pay someone else to do it. Let's let them roll with it. Let's find someone whose passion is that part of the business and let them do it. and then let the chips fall where they may. Sure, there's going to be manifestation events because I am still worried about what people think. And so those limiting beliefs will have to be reflected back to me in customer complaints and things like that. But guess what? You'll find you're so much more effective in what you do. You're good at these things that you like doing, and you will enhance the entire business, and you will be able to do so much more, and you'll have so much more energy and enthusiasm and so much more confidence. And this will radiate from you and attract back all that resonates with that. When you give up this need to be good or worthy or respected or admired or any of that, when you stop making up this false persona that's designed to manipulate others into liking, loving, and respecting you, and just be Patrick, doing what Patrick wants to do in the moment, listening to the inspiration that's coming. And it says, Patrick, go and write. And then the fear will pop up and says, no, you don't have time for that. It's a waste of time. This book will never get written. These are the thoughts of fear that come into everyone when they're contemplating any inspired action. It's absolutely normal. But what you will choose to do is say, no, this is what I'm interested in doing. I don't care what the outcome is. It doesn't mean anything. I don't need anyone to like, love, or respect me. I'm doing this because I'm passionate about this subject. And I want to convey what I've learned on my journey of self-discovery so that it might help one or more people make their own journey of self-discovery. This is my purpose in this life. And I don't care if it takes time. I don't care if it makes no money. I don't care if people think I'm good or bad or indifferent from this activity. I'm doing it because I like to sit down and express my thoughts through me, flowing love through me, through my fingertips onto the page. And the activity of typing it down is a learning activity for me and might be of benefit to someone else as well. Every single thing you do, every single thing you're inspired to do, it's the same thing. I'm inspired to wash the dishes. I can wash those dishes for my family in love and be grateful that I have a family to do dishes for. I can drive to the grocery store and buy my family all the groceries they're going to need for the week. I enjoy this, you see. I don't need people to say he's good for doing it, or we respect him for doing it, or we love him from doing it. I'm doing it for them. I'm taking me out of the picture. I'm taking the focus off what I need, and I'm placing it on the greatest good of all, because all is my creation. Me is the source of that creation. The source certainly doesn't need anything. I'm giving of me to my creation. With that perspective in mind, you'll be highly effective in anything you do, and it'll be much easier to push past any minor fear that pops up that says, don't do this thing you're inspired to do.
That's great, Joshua. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hi, Joshua. I have a question.
Yes.
Hi. So the other day I had a series of manifestation events that all rooted back to the idea of being responsible for everything and not being supported. And I feel like that has come up a lot, and I've proved it false a lot. Like, I know that is not true. I am supported in many ways, and I'm not responsible for everything. And yet there are certain family members who show up and are constantly triggering me. And so I know that that belief must be in there somewhere, either that or I'm tracing it to the wrong belief.
Well, let's start
so
with
I was
those.
Wondering if you could speak to that.
Yes, let's start with those two limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
I am not supported. And I am responsible.
Yeah.
So the opposite of those two things are true. You are supported by the entire universe.
Yeah.
And you're not responsible for anything. Just think right. of God. God created right. the universe. Mm-hmm. And God is not responsible for how you choose to live your life.
Yeah.
God will not interfere with your thoughts or your actions, or will come down and strike down those who are good or bad or indifferent, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So if you can think of yourself as you're the source of your reality, you can think the same way. I am supported by this reality that I've created. It's all been created perfectly for me. Anything I need will come through the support of the universe. Either I will receive inspiration to do whatever I need to do, or someone will show up and do those things for me.
Yeah.
Why aren't I allowing the support is another question. Why aren't I seeking support is another question. So if you believe you're responsible for, if this was a base limiting belief that you're responsible for others, you might receive the inspiration to get some support. And then that will come in conflict with the limiting belief that says, I am responsible. Well, if I'm responsible, then I can't get any more support because I'm responsible for it. So it would counteract or bring up fear in contemplating the inspired idea to ask someone else for support. Hey, mom, I need support. Hey, husband, I need support. Hey, whatever, I need support. Hey, employee, I need support, whatever it is. If you've been maintaining this limiting belief that you are responsible for everything that happens, well, all the people in your life are mirrors to you. And so they will say to you, mommy or wife or daughter, you need to be doing these things. I depend on you for doing these things. You're responsible for taking care of these things, because that's the mirror to that limiting belief. They have to do it. They cannot do it otherwise. The whole system is set up this way, you see. But what you can do for yourself is say, I am no longer responsible for the lives of others. I will not interfere in their life. I am not doing them a service by doing all these things for them. They can start to take care of themselves. Yes, society believes that it's my role to do these things or whatever it is, or I have these limiting beliefs, or this is how I was taught, or blah, 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 blah. This is no longer true. I am here to love and guide and assist anyone who needs it. But ultimately, I am not the creator of their realities. I cannot control their manifestation events. I cannot make them think certain ways. That will be up to them. And they will all learn it if you let them alone. But if you're constantly going in there and being responsible for their lives, then they can't have their own manifestation events. Now, their manifestation events may come when you give up responsibility. Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Who's going to do this? You are. It's now your responsibility. This is your life, you see? And what you'll find is when you ease off on this limiting belief, everything will show up to support you, because that's how it has to be. But if you are saying, no, I believe that I'm responsible for everyone else's outcome, happiness, well-being, welfare, whatever, then the universe is saying, okay, this is what she wants to explore. She wants to explore being responsible for everyone. Let's see how she likes it. And so the universe must withhold support. It cannot give you support, because that would be adverse to your exploration. It wouldn't make any sense. So what if you radically change your entire approach and said, number one, I expect the universe to support me fully through divine intervention, inspiring other people to come help, or my own inspired ideas. And number two, I am not responsible for the lives of other people. No matter what society says, no matter what I was taught, this is a fundamental fact of the universe. Each person is the creator of their reality. You cannot create anyone else's reality. You might believe that you can, but that is a false premise. It is not true. It might appear as though they desperately need you to live life. And we promise you, they will not die when you stop taking responsibility. They will be fine. Okay. But your construct, your mental construct are built on those two foundations, both of which are absolute illusions.
Yeah. So
everything that you do is based on this illusion. Now, how do you go from the illusion to the reality in one fell swoop? Well, you probably can't do it right away. You'll probably have to ease your way into it little by little by little by little. this is one thing I'm not going to take responsibility for. Take whatever subject that is. From now on, this is your responsibility. This is one area I need support. It doesn't diminish my role by asking for support, but you can see that I'm very busy out here. And this is one area where I need some support. And you'll get pushback on that because your beliefs are not there yet. But as you move them over time from limiting to empowering, you can come to a radically new place. And we promise you the entire thing can be shifted in 3 to 6 months.
Okay, great. Yeah, it all felt connected. Like I gave my mother some responsibility because I needed support. And she sort of botched the situation and I flew into a rage about it because what happened to me was I went from unsupported, she's going to be fine with this. And then it went so horribly wrong and I got so rageful and that led me to the, I can't ask for support. I'm just responsible for everything. So it must be a wobble for me in not trusting that she actually could do it and support me in the first place. Yes. And so now, when that proved to be true.
If you look at that, that choice to have your mother support you in this one thing.
Yeah.
Was that truly inspired or was that an urge you got? I'm not supported. Who can support me? Well, I only have these people, so I guess it's going to be my mother. And so you sort of forced the issue on her. It wasn't an actual inspiration. It was an urge to change the conditions. I'm lacking support. The urge comes up, get my mother to support me. So you act on that urge, and then you manifest another event that triggers a limiting belief. Because yeah. your idea of what the ideal outcome would be was anything but what happened.
Right.
And so you're attached to an outcome. You believe that this urge to change the condition would change your conditions. And it turns out to put you back into a manifestation event. And the manifestation back puts you back to that same limiting belief. I get no support and I have to take responsibility.
So you feel like the issue was probably that in giving her the responsibility in the first place, that was not an inspired idea coming from love. That was I guess I'm stuck with this. And so let's try it out, but I bet it's not going to work.
Exactly.
Sort of feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So we say, get to this place where you understand that you are completely supported in your entire life has been supported. You've never, ever not been supported. You've always wanted to bear the burden of responsibility, but you've always, everything's actually been taken care of by the universe. You think you've done it, you've achieved it, you've gone out and gotten it, you've worked hard to get it, you made it happen, you created it, but the universe actually created it all. So it's this illusion that you are responsible for what happens. Now, you drop this idea that you're not supported and you accept the idea that you're fully supported. And then you drop the idea that you have to be responsible for everyone and you realize that everyone else is responsible for themselves. Then from this place of acceptance of your conditions, if you've processed those two limiting beliefs enough, you'll receive inspiration when in alignment, maybe you're meditating, and an idea will pop into your mind. And that idea will sound so crazy, but wow, what if that could happen? And you'll say, no, that can't happen. It'll be too much bother or we can't trust that person or blah, 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 blah. That will be fear being triggered by those remnants of the limiting beliefs in there, but it's not true. None of that fear is true. And if you could push past that fear and take action on that inspired idea, the action itself will be enjoyable. Everything will work out. It'll be easy. It'll be effortless, yet you will still have manifestation events until you get over these two limiting beliefs. So let's say you were inspired to hire someone, you find the perfect person, and they come in, everything's great, and then some manifestation event happens. Now, we'll promise you it'll be a mild event compared to the event with your mother. And then you will process the limiting belief and you will give them love, you'll give the experience love, you will not react, you will not act on urges to change conditions, you will be in peace and harmony with it, realizing, oh, it's just a manifestation event. There's just another remnant of a limiting belief there. Let's work on this again. Let's work on this again. And then over time, it'll be smooth sailing. It'll be smooth sailing. Everything will work out. And then you'll notice it in other parts of your life. The same parts of your life that are active here are active in other parts of your life where you're not getting supported and you're trying to exercise responsibility over everything that's happening outside of you. This is the natural approach of the human, especially when the human has gotten to a certain level where they're able to control. They have the power to control. And so they want to exercise that control more. And all they do is get into more manifestation events. All they do is get these more intense events that are happening to point out the basis limiting beliefs. Because a human with no control has none of these issues because there's nothing they could do anyway. When you are earning money and you're having your career and you have some power and you have some choices now, you will tend to want more control. And we say the idea here is to give up all forms of control because control is always based in fear and it can never, ever, ever, ever work. And it's difficult for those of you who have gotten to levels in your life where you have some power to suddenly give it all up. But we promise you, this is the way to effectiveness. Give up all that control and you allow in love and acceptance. Now, it might seem crazy for someone who is so used to controlling everything to give that up and try love and acceptance. Well, if I try love and acceptance, everything's going to fall apart because I've been responsible for this whole shit show my whole life. And you will find that certainly manifestation events will happen because you still have limiting beliefs. But over time, when you give it up and let people fail and let people do their thing and let them have their own manifestation events and let the shit hit the fan, you will stay in a place of calm. Now, this is important because if you're in a place in fear and something happens, if you have power, you will react, overreact to that fear. You will take actions that is not commensurate with the actual problem that's at hand. You will go overboard and do too much, and you will find yourself swirling around in more and more manifestation events, exploring the inauthentic version of yourself and of everything you do not truly want. If you were at this place of acceptance, you would be in harmony with how the universe works. When a manifestation event came, you would not blame yourself or the outside people or conditions for this event. You would not blame your mother. You would be calm and you say, oh, this is just happening because I still have a limiting belief in here. And my mother has a limiting belief and she's having a manifestation event. And I'm not responsible for this. Now, in the past, I was responsible and this sort of thing would never happen under my watch. But of course, I can't keep going like that because I feel unsupported. So now I'm letting it go. Now you can see the event from the higher perspective and you'll see, oh, nobody died. It wasn't a big deal. We can fix this little issue. It's going to be okay. And you can then stay in this alignment and then receive inspiration, which will lead you elegantly and effortlessly to the result that you most desire. If you are in a situation with someone you love more than anyone on earth, which is your mother, and you feel fear, you will be urged to disconnect or disassociate or hamper the love of your mother, the relationship with your mother. Now, if what you truly want is a wonderful relationship with your mother, which is what you truly want, and everyone else in your life, you would not ever want to do anything, ever want to act on any urge that could hamper or harm that relationship in any way. So can you see that what you truly want is this wonderful relationship with your mother, not her supporting you? Her supporting you is coming from an urge.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We have enjoyed this conversation immensely. We can see so clearly how you are all progressing beyond your wildest dreams, that there has never been a group associated, whether you're here on this call now or listening at a later date. You must know that you are moving along so spectacularly on your journey, adopting ideas that most humans would be unwilling to adopt, and playing with all these new tools and new ways of looking at things and new perspectives in a way that is making you feel better. And then you're realizing that feeling is the most important thing. It's the only thing that you're really doing in physical reality. Can you feel even better? Can you feel better? Can you handle situations with more love and acceptance? Can you realize that your relationships to other people are paramount in your lives and that they are here for you and you are here for them? Can you take the focus off of what you need, off of yourself, and put it onto your reality? Can you, rather than doing things that bring you what you think you need or want, can you give? Can you support? Can you love? Can you accept? Can you be free of judgment? Can you look at everybody and everything from the higher perspective? Can you be inspired to do things for other people? Can you be inspired to push past your comfort zone and give even more of yourself? And if you can, you're navigating this reality exactly as you intended prior to your birth. We're thrilled to be here with you. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joshua.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, you guys.
All right. I really hope you enjoyed that one. There was a lot of great stuff in there, a lot of great questions. If you're interested in our 7-day course for $29, it's 7 days of how to process limiting beliefs and radically change your vibration. You'll find it on our homepage, which is theteachingsofjoshua.com. And I have a link in the description to this video as well, or to this audio, or to this podcast, whatever it is. And thank you all for liking and subscribing. It really helps us to boost our rankings. The podcast has really grown as a result of everything you've done. So we really appreciate you for being here. And we really appreciate you sharing it with your friends and talking about it on Facebook and however you like to share it. So thanks again. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.